I was talking with Mitter David Simpson last night. Mitter Simpson told me when I was telling him how millennials are ruining radio or trying to ruin it, and now I have personal firsthand knowledge of this. Mitter Simpson said, well, dude, he goes, they're ruining what's left of independent financial advisors. You know, they're basically trying to make guys like David quit. They're trying to force him into Edward Jones or one of these national conglomerates. They don't want it. Look, individuals are problems to collectives, folks. We are a problem to the collective. We are a problem to the Borg. You will be assimilated. No, I won't. And because we are a problem to the Borg, they do what they can to try at first peacefully get rid of us. Then when their revolution really gets going, then they won't care how they get rid of us. Not peacefully, violently, whatever. That's what I write about this and I talk about this here on the Mike Church Show on a Crusade channel often, because no one else will and no one else does. This is, folks, you don't realize this is a powder keg we're playing with here. If you're watching this on YouTube, and you're one of these. Now, by the way, when I start talking about millennials, I have to offer the disclaimer so I don't get Instagram correction notes, or so I don't get, or so certain millennials don't go into the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, which you are watching on YouTube. You're welcome to go to. That's real social media. If you want to chat about this subject, go to the chat room. I'd love to see you in there. And by the way, don't forget, you need to sign up for a 30-day free Founders Pass, because after this preview is done and you've heard the best 3.5-4 hours of radio that you're going to hear all month and for the remainder of the year and that you probably ever have heard, you're going to go like, where has this guy been 28 years sitting right here? Waiting for you to discover me on Yubu. Welcome aboard. Go to crusadechannel.com/ you're familiar with that. Go and sign up for 30 days free. Don't cost nothing. That way you can take the channel with you. And yes, if you go sign up, I keep forgetting to mention this, but I reminded myself today. I'll give myself a little pat on the back. If you become a Founders Pass member and you are enjoying the show on the YouTube live free live preview today, we broadcast this show every day on YouTube. You can't see it because it's a private link. So you're going like, well, I only watch things like you on YouTube, Mr. Church. Fine, come on in, dude. Get your 30 days free. And then tomorrow you go log back in, and then under shows you'll see Mike Church live on YouTube. Click that link and it'll take you to the page. It'll open right up. Bammo, you're in business. You're watching us on YouTube Live. So again, crusadechannel.com/go. They say it takes 3 times to drive a call to action home. This is number 3, crusadechannel.com/go for the free 30 days. But I told David, I said, David, this is what's happening. People don't realize this. They're not seeing clearly. They're not seeing the future. And they're not seeing what's at stake, and they're not seeing what's at play. Every time some 56-year-old decides that I've worked enough in my life, I'm retiring, and decides that they're going to retire. I look at this, and I know many people that have done this, and I go like, retire to do what? What are you going to do? You do realize this is a contrivance of the late 21st century. People did not retire prior to the recent modern age. Well, to answer your question, Mr. Cesare Poll, boomers created millennials. The boomer generation is not the greatest generation. It's not. We'll talk more about that later, but each time a perfectly healthy and skilled and productive boomer, or what's the generation after boomer? Is it lost or forgotten or whatever it is, decides that I'm going to retire at 55 or 56, which again is just pre-effing preposterous, if you ask me. Somebody's going to move into that position, and it's not going to be another 56-year-old because the company's going to go like, well, we knew he was going to quit anyway, and he was getting old. Said they're going to who are they going to move into these positions? Who are they moving in? Millennials. Millennials are lazy, arrogant, petulant, untrustworthy, lying, and deceptive punks. Except any of Rusty Lamont's children and Ross Scarborough. So, I had to give the disclaimer so that I still get invited to Thanksgiving dinner and stuff. They think they're smart. Trust me when I tell you this. They're not smart. They think that we know how to use technology. You know how to use the romper room third grade edition of technology. You don't know how to make it. You certainly don't know how to manipulate it. Oh, yeah, you can use it. You just put my thumb right here and just I can climb this tree in this video game. I'm sure you can there, big boy. I'm good at Madden. Well, I'm sure you are. And I told David, I said, that's because you got millennials moving into position where there were moderately competent people. They're now being replaced by totally incompetent, arrogant, lazy, shiftless, deceptive fools. What do you think's going to happen? Look, they're tainting every industry out there.